It's week 17 at the Astoria Column. The Astoria Column Restoration Project is headed by Marie Libinas of MCL Conservation for the City of Astoria and supported by the Friends of the Astoria Column. The work continues. In the areas where the new plaster was recently applied to the column, the mural imagery is being recreated by the scenic painters. They have gathered their pictorial information for the recreation from several sources, including the existing remnants of the original mural and from early photographs of the column. The Tongue Point Job Corps students depart at the end of this week on Friday, September 25th. The students have lent tremendous support and assistance to the project. Thank you goes out to all the Job Corps students who helped. A great big thanks to the Corps' plastering and masonry instructor, Brian Peterson. The Friends of the Astoria Column, the nonprofit organization funding the column restoration, was founded in 1988 by then Astoria Mayor Edith Henningsgaard Miller, along with the assistance of Portland philanthropist Jordan Schnitzer. Speaking with Edith recently up at the column, she said during her tenure as mayor, she recognized what a treasure to the community the column was and wanted to preserve it. She said the column is well known and the city is proud of the monument that draws people from all over the country. The view is startling. Indeed, the column is a draw for the city of Astoria. It is among the most visited parks in the state of Oregon. While the city of Astoria is home to approximately 10,000 people, it is estimated that more than 400,000 visit the Astoria Column each year. Another former mayor that sits on the board of the Friends of the Astoria Column is Willis Van Dusen. Willis also visited the column this summer, and he has great pride and enthusiasm for the monument. His own family history coincides with one of the final scenes depicted at the top of the column mural, where it is noted, Coming of the Pioneers, 1837 to 48, the same time frame that Mr. Van Dusen's family arrived to the area. Board member Bruce Jones, who retired from the Coast Guard last year after 30 years, was appointed the 2015 liaison between the Friends of the Astoria Column Board and the Restoration Project. He has made weekly visits to the restoration site out of duty to the board, but mostly because he considers the Astoria Column a spectacular piece of art. He marvels at the transformation that has taken place. You can find out more about the Friends of the Astoria Column and their involvement at the website astoriacolumn.org. That's it for this week. I'm Rita Christie. See you next week.
Sure.